this part of your thighs.
The back part of your thigh?
Yeah. Down here, right?
That'd be the back part of your thigh.
Yeah. Do you ever... Okay, what do you call it when you get down like this?
Squatting down.
Okay, any other word for that?
Hunkering down.
Okay, did you ever call that part of your thigh your hunkers?
Mm-hmm. Getting down on your hunkers and you hunker down.
Okay.
It's on your hunkers.
And if someone's been sick for a while and is up and about now, you might say, well, he's up and about, but he still looks a little bit, what?
Old and stiff.
Yeah, or he's been sick, and you might say he still looks a bit...
Looks a bit stiff and...
What about peaked or puny or
looks
sickly?
Looks peaked.
Okay. And someone who's big and muscular and can lift heavy weights and so forth, you'd say he's very...
Well, if he's too big, he's not really strong. I think somebody slim would be stronger, but they'd be light about being pitched around, but they just could hold a big long wind out more, you know.
Okay.
But anybody that's big in his shoulders, look, got a good grip, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So another word you might use instead of strong, you might say he's big and what?
Stout.
Okay. Okay, would you ever use stout in describing butter that's turning bad?
Butter?
Yeah.
That's a turning bad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not just use it saying it's strong or it ain't kept good. Spoiled, tainty.
Yeah. Okay, someone who's very easy to get along with, you'd say he's what?
Anybody that's very easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice fella.
Yeah. Okay, would you, someone, like, always smiling and never loses his temper, you'd say he's...
Nice fella.
Okay, what about good-natured or kind or pleasant or...
I think it's nice.
Okay. And someone maybe in their, say a boy in his teens, just all arms and legs and always falling.
Clumsy.
Okay. And if a person just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense, you'd say that he's a plain what?
Or just ignorant.
Okay, any other word?
Foolish.
Okay. Would you ever use the word fool?
At times.
What does that mean? It
means don't know nothing.
Yeah. What did you say that was?
Fool.
Okay. Is that not nice to use?
Well, it ain't a nice word for a Christian person to say.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of it held. Foolish.
Foolish is nicer.
Yeah, okay. Foolish is nicer than a fool, you know.
Yeah.
And, there's just a lot of these words that I don't say because I wasn't raised to them.
Yeah.
They don't look too bad. I mean, they're not too bad to handle out, but I just wasn't raised to them, you know. They raised us a little.
Yeah.
Couldn't get no schooling like you've got, but yet we did have a... I was raised not to say nice things.
Yeah. Okay, and someone who never spends any money?
A stingy.
Okay. Or you say that he's a what?
A tightwad.
Okay. Do you ever use the word common about a person?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Anybody that's just not a bit fine, but clean and not a bit fine and just common.
Yeah. Is it a compliment to say that? Is it good to say?
Yeah, it's nice to say that. Anybody that's just...